We too want to welcome everybody here on this beautiful Sunday morning. Thank you, Jason, for those songs. It's no secret that we live in a society and culture that's built on materialism. In fact, it's not just a fault of this nation, but it's a fault of a lot of developed nations in this world. And it's fueled by our desire for instant self-gratification. Us in the retail sales market build on that with new products, because that's what people want. When I do the trade shows, I don't have guys coming and asking me, what's old? No, they come out and ask me, what's new? And it's something about the new that strikes an appeal. It's a little flashy. I mean, I think of it in deer camp. It's not the old beat-up 30-30 on the gun rack that gets the attention. You know, it's the new 300 short mag with a laminated stock and stainless barrel that grabs people's attention. Usually when we get something new, we put effort into it to keep it that way. You know, for some of us that have bought new vehicles over the years, I mean, when they're new, we wash them pretty regular, we wax them pretty regular, we try to keep them looking new. But as time goes on, they get some chips, they get some scratches, they get some tar marks, and after a bit, they get washed less and less, and they become old. Statistically, it only takes a couple of days for something old to wear off and not become old. Now, the bigger the ticket item, the longer it may take. Secular therapists play into this thing also in a little bit of a different way. They know if a person's down and feeling depressed, and they know if they get them to purchase something, they'll feel better for a little while. You know, depending who you are, it makes a difference. I mean, if you're a lady, it's probably a new wardrobe. If you're a guy like me, it's a new gun for the gun case. But they play into a little bit different role than the appeal thing plays here, but it's the ownership thing. When you get something for yourself, you get a sense of ownership. And when you get a sense of ownership, it makes you feel good. I've been in met many guys. I drive into their farm, and there's a new pickup sitting there, and I say, wow, new truck. And the first thing the guy will say, yeah, you want to see the inside? If it's an old beat-up truck, the guy doesn't say about seeing the inside. In fact, he would probably just as easy dissociate his ownership with that truck. But when it's new and you're driving down the road, you want people to notice that it's you. It makes you feel good. There's an appeal there. There's something in that thing. If we were to walk down the street and ask people to define Christianity in three words or less, we would probably, we'd get some positive remarks, but we'd probably get some little like this. Narrow-minded, boring, outdated, old-fashioned. And I thought of this week, and I asked myself, who's to blame for those remarks? Our Sunday school lesson in the next couple weeks leads up to Christmas and leads up to the birth of our Savior. And I wonder how many times we'd open it up and say, oh, I read this 100 times. You know, it's just the same old thing. Maybe we're responsible for the world's view of Christianity being a little bit old-fashioned. You know, maybe it lost the appeal in our life. We no longer spend the time to wax it, to groom it, to polish it, to make it appealing to them. I don't know how many times in the last week or two I've heard this expression, and I've used it too. I can't believe it's almost Christmas. And not said in a positive way either, but said in more of a negative tone, like, I allow myself to become so commercialized with it that it no longer feels new, no longer feels exciting. Challenge for us this Christmas season is to keep it new, to keep it exciting, and to keep our Christian life appealing that the world looks at and says, yeah, I want to see more. I want to look inside of it. And we're excited to show it to them. Tomorrow morning, alarm clock's going to ring, and most of us are going to roll over and say, new week. I got to go to work. No, we won't say it's a new week. We'll say, we got to go to work. Same old thing. No, it's not. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new opportunity to build new relationships, to polish your Christian faith, to make it appealing, to make it exciting. Let's pray. God, we again thank you. Thank you for your gospel. God, we just pray that it impacts our lives in such a way that every day we see a new experience in it. We're excited. We polish it. We groom it. That we make it appealing to the non-Christian. God, that every day we look and say, God, it's a new day you've given us. It's a new day for opportunities. It's a new day to make relationships. It's a new day to spread your word. And God, we make it exciting. And we make it appealing. God, we just want to lift the Sunday school time to you this morning. God, we just lift the teachers to you. God, we're just so grateful that they take the willingness to, you know, take time to take the responsibility to be teachers. God, we just lift Mark to you as he brings the message. And God, we pray your spirit be with him. We pray, God, that we will all be open to what you want to tell us today. Again, Father, we just thank you for the day and pray your blessing on it. In the name we pray, amen.